Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to pick up with the second parak of Maseches Arios, and we are now transitioning from Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur to Par Kohen Mashiach. If a Kohen Gadol makes a mistaken psak and does something that you're chayiv karis for as a result of his psak, say he brings something called the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is not the same as a regular Karban Chatos. So, Hora Kohen Mashiach la'atzmo shogeg. If the Kohen Gadol made a psak for himself, bishogeg, va'asa shogeg, and therefore he violated the Avera bishogeg, Mevipar. That's when he brings this Par Kohen Mashiach. Shogeg v'yasa mezid. If his psak was wrong, but it was b'shogeg, and then he realized and he followed it anyway. So he b'mezid did the avera, or mezid he purposely made the wrong psak and v'asa shogeg, and then he followed that psak, but he did it b'shogeg because he forgot that it was aser and he thought that it was mutter. So pater. In those cases, he does not bring the Par Kohen Mashiach. It follows the same basic rules of the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, that it has to be, that it's Shogeg, that everything's Shogeg, in order to be Chayiv, the Par Kohen Mashiach. Mishnah Beis, Hora Bifnei Atzmo, if the Kohen Gadol paskined on his own to be Matir, something that the Beis Din themselves were matir, and the people followed the psak following the Beis Din, v'asa b'fnei atzmo, and the Kohen Gadol did the Avera relying on his own psak. So even though everybody else bring Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, because they followed that very same psak, but it was issued by the Beis Din, mischaper lo b'fnei atzmo, he still has to bring his own Par Kohen Mashiach. He's not covered with the Tzibur's Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. But Hora ima Tzibur, but if his psak halacha was together with the Tzibur, he was one of the Dayanim on the Beis Din HaGadol, va'asa im HaTzibur, and therefore he violated the Aver together with the rest of the Tzibur. So then mischaper lo ima Tzibur, so then the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur covers him. He doesn't need a separate Par Kohen Mashiach. Shein Beizin Chayev Mashiach Levatal Mitzvahs L'Kai Mitzvahs. Beizin is only going to be obligated Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur if they paskind to be Mevatal part of a mitzvah. V'chein Mashiach. The same is true about the Kohen Gadol giving a psak halacha. If he completely denies the existence of a mitzvah, that is not subject to Par Kohen Mashiach. Only if it's a partial kiyum. V'loba avodah zarah, and similarly, we don't bring karbanos for a mistake about avodah zarah, ad shehiyor levatal mitzvahs l'kayim mitzvahs, unless it's levatal mitzvahs l'kayim mitzvahs, like we gave the example in the last parak about that he thought hishtachava is mutter, and only, I don't know, nisuch or zibuach or something like that is going to be aser. So let's review what we learned today. In Parak Peis Mishnah Aleph, we had said that if a kohen Mashiach paskins for himself b'shogeg and does the aver b'shogeg, that's when he brings the Par Kohen Mashiach. But if either end of it was mezid, either the psak or the act was mezid, then he does not bring the Par Kohen Mashiach. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if he paskins for himself and he follows his own psak, even though the whole tzibur followed the same psak that was issued by a Beis Din, he still brings the Par Kohen Mashiach. But if he was part of the Beis Din and he did the aver together with the whole tzibur, then he's covered with the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, and like a Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, he's only going to be chayiv if his psak halacha was to be mekayim miktsas umevatel miktsas. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel.